AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra Friday called on the leaders of Somali society to persuade pirates operating off the coast of the Horn of Africa to stop hijacking ships for ransom. His appeal came as a Saudi vessel carrying $100 million in crude oil is anchored off the Somali coast in what's being called the world's biggest hijack. Somali pirates aboard the vessel are said to be demanding a $25 million ransom for release of the ship and its international crew. AU Commission Chairman John Ping has called the surge of Somali piracy an extension of the anarchy and political chaos gripping the country. Lamamra told VOA it is up to Somali political and clan leaders to put a stop to it.
We call on all the Somalis with influence on the pirates to help us curb this phenomenon. We believe that is damaging to the Somali prospects for peace and cooperation, and we think that all those who could have a positive influence under the solidarities which exist within the Somali society should come in and tell these pirates that this is wrong. They have to stop it now.
Lamamra was speaking at a ceremony where African Union and European Union officials signed a $300 million agreement that will lead to establishment of a permanent African standby force. The 5-brigade military force will be operational within 18 months, giving the African Union the ability to respond rapidly to continental hotspots. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner signed for Europe since France holds the rotating EU presidency. He told reporters the force is designed as a deterrent, but when asked about the action by an Indian Navy ship to sink a pirate vessel this week off the Somali coast, he suggested such actions are acceptable.
The Indian vessel defended itself, which is quite normal and according to the international law. And yesterday, a Saudi big tanker has been attacked. So we want to act as deterrents. But you know, they are heavily armed, heavily equipped with speedboats, etc., etc.
Kouchner said in the meantime a European Union naval task force would join the U.S., Russian, and Indian ships that have been dispatched to the Somali coast to keep shipping lanes open.
For the time being, 7 nations regrouped in a British harbor are ready to work together. You know, there is a strong effort in between European Union defense and African defense, and the Navy ships would defend the cargo, the usual traffic for goods, impossible to pass by without being threatened by attacks.
Kouchner says the European ships would reach the Gulf of Aden sometime in December. A joint EU-AU communique issued Friday urged the United Nations to play a role in bringing stability to Somalia. In unusually pointed language, the statement said the two continental groupings await with interest the UN Security Council plan for establishment of a multinational stabilization force that could reinforce the beleaguered 3,400-strong African Union peacekeeping force currently in Somalia. The Security Council has been reluctant to send a peacekeeping force to Somalia, with some diplomats arguing there's no peace to keep. Somalia has been without an effective government since 1991, when warlords toppled a military dictator. The current UN-backed transitional government formed in 2004 has been unable to protect the population while battling a powerful Islamist insurgency. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.